Thank you, David. Alison will now introduce the first set of news stories.
One story dominated the Norwich news this week: the sad death of four members of the same family in Cossey. The proposed extension to the NDR was in the news again, with a demonstration against it on Saturday the 20th, and a claim by Norfolk County Council that they were making special efforts to save bees and butterflies. We'll hear shortly that these stories were linked and taken up by evening news readers. In other transport news, it seems that there is turmoil on the Mid-Norfolk Railway. Phil will start with the latest news of the Cossey deaths, three of which are now being treated as murder.
It has been confirmed that the two girls who were found dead in a home died of knife wounds, with the case now being treated as murder. Police were called to Allen Bedford Crescent in Queen's Hills at around 7:15 on Friday after a member of the public raised concerns for the welfare of people inside. Entry into the property and found the bodies of Bartolomei Kuczynski, his two daughters Jasmine and Natasha, and their maternal aunt Kanticha Supengpanau, 36, who was visiting from Thailand. The death of Bartolomei is not being treated as suspicious, and officers are not looking for anyone else in connection with the deaths.
Hundreds of protesters, many wearing and brandishing bat costumes and symbols, marched through Norwich to protest against the controversial proposed £274 million Norwich Western Link. Giant puppet bats and drummers led the one-mile march, which was organised by campaign group Stop the Wensum Link, ahead of Norfolk County Council lodging plans for the road to its own planning committee. Campaigners argue that the 3.9-mile route, which would cut through the Wensum Valley to link the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47, will increase carbon emissions, encourage car use, and damage wildlife habitats, including the rare Barbastel bats. About 300 people gathered outside Norwich City Hall following the colourful protest march from Wensum Park. Addressing the crowd, Nick Atchison, ambassador for the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said the campaign was about saving our last fragments of nature and natural beauty. Speaking ahead of the march, Graham Plant, the cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport at Norfolk County Council, said, "I understand there are lots of different views on the Norwich Western Link. From my perspective, there is a significant problem with traffic congestion to the west of Norwich, which is projected to get worse with housing and employment growth in and around the city, and it's important that we tackle this."
The dwindling number of bees and butterflies in Norfolk has prompted a new council drive to provide better conditions for pollinating insects. Norfolk County Council has unveiled a new strategy to protect pollinators, and leaders hope people, including farmers, will create conditions which important insects can thrive in. The move comes as data shows 23 species of bee, which used to be found in Norfolk, are now considered extinct, while more than 76% of the UK's butterflies have declined, including the swallowtail butterfly, only found on the Norfolk Broads. The council, which says pollinators are crucial to maintain a healthy ecosystem, wants to encourage farmers on its 17,000-acre county farms estate to reduce pesticide use and manage land to encourage insects such as bees, butterflies, moths, beetles and wasps. The new pollinator action plan also details how the council will look to manage verges on roads and footpaths to provide habitats for the insects. The county already has just over 110 roadside nature reserves, small pockets of land which contain scarce and unusual plants, which aim to increase biodiversity. Members of the County Council's Infrastructure and Development Committee agreed to adopt the action plan. Eric Vardy, the Conservative-controlled Council's Cabinet Member for the Environment, said, "If we do not respect nature, we are doomed."
It is one of the county's best-loved visitor attractions, running railway trips through the Norfolk countryside on a collection of vintage trains. But are things going off the rails at the Mid-Norfolk Railway? The charity which runs the service has suffered a string of resignations in recent weeks among staff and volunteers amid allegations of bullying and harassment at the organisation. The Trust confirmed it had launched an internal investigation into the claims. The Trust has had a tough few years. Diesel prices have soared while the war in Ukraine had an unexpected impact on the railway, making it increasingly difficult and expensive to get coal for the steam engines. At the same time, the railway needs expensive maintenance. Amid all these pressures, its revenue has not been keeping pace with soaring costs, and some services were reduced.